This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Congress this week takes up a series of spending bills, trying to finish them before the new fiscal year begins October 1st. But as the lawmakers examine the federal budget, they're trying to calculate the effect of the president's request for $87 billion for Iraq and Afghanistan. According to the latest polls, that's a request that's not popular with the American people. NPR's Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
A week ago yesterday, President Bush asked for $87 billion for American operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. The response has been tepid.
I think that's fair to say. President went on the air, tried to rally the American people, and failed. That's really the first time that's happened since September 11, 2001. In an ABC News Washington Post poll that came out yesterday, 61% said they oppose the $87 billion for rebuilding Iraq, and 70% of women say they oppose it, which is significant for President Bush because he has been working so hard at trying to get that women's vote. Yesterday, the administration sent out their national security team, including Vice President Cheney coming out for a rare interview, Secretary of State Powell being interviewed from Baghdad, and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Myers, all saying basically it's better than you think in Iraq. It's not going as badly as you think, but we're at war. It's something of a mixed message, and reminding everyone that the war on terrorism is still there and real. Vice President Cheney saying on NBC that President Bush is staking his presidency on the war on terrorism. Now, the poll showed a variety of problems for the president along these lines, aside from the opposition to the $87 billion. 85% of the people, 85%, said they feared that there would be a long-term and costly peacekeeping operation in Iraq. That's up from 76% 3 weeks ago. And only 52% approve of the president's handling of the situation in Iraq. That's 23 points lower than it was in April.
Well, people are worried about the economy. What do you see happening there?
Well, that's interesting because, of course, we're seeing lots of indicators now saying that the economy is improving and likely to improve more, but without new jobs being formed. And that also becomes, of course, very problematic for the administration. In the ABC poll, 56% said they disapproved of the president's handling of the economy. That's the highest negative rating since he took office. Half of Americans believe that they are worse off than when Bush took office, although fewer than a third think they're personally not doing as well as they were 2 years ago. Now, Vice President Cheney was asked, wouldn't it be better to get rid of that tax cut on the highest 1% of Americans to pay for some of these programs? He said that would be a terrible mistake, that would affect small businesses. He did not back away from any aspect of the president's policies, despite these polls and despite the burgeoning deficit.
Well, several prominent Democrats, including former President Clinton, have made that suggestion for a repeal of the tax cut for those in the upper 1% of income. Where are the Democratic presidential candidates on that?
Well, that's so interesting. Former President Clinton firmly puts himself in that upper 1%. He keeps saying the administration's throwing money at people like me, and if they got rid of that that tax cut for us, they could pay for a lot of other things. The Democratic candidates are all over the place on this because they don't want to look like they are for taxes. The same problem they're having with the war. They're trying to find a place to be. There is good news in this poll for them, though. 49% say re-elect Bush. 44% say a generic Democrat should be elected. And the Democrats say they like the field of candidates, and President Clinton's gone way out of his way to praise the field of Democratic candidates.
Well, he seems to be having a good time lately.
He does indeed. You know, it's interesting. Vice President Gore ran away from Clinton in the last election. Now all the Democratic candidates are running toward him, trying to bask in his aura. It's the first time, really, Bob, that the Democrats have had a senior statesman in many years. Keep in mind, remember, after Dukakis, Mondale, Carter, McGovern, Johnson, the Democrats tried desperately to pretend that their candidates or former presidents had never existed. And that was true of Clinton before, but he's always called himself the comeback kid, and here he is again, and his name is Magic, and a lot of people are thinking maybe that's why his wife's name is Magic as well.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.